Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 25th of June, and I'm recording at 10:15 p.m., and that is British summertime. Now, what happened in today's markets? Well, first, Asia-Pacific. Is lower, pretty much across the board. The one exception was Thailand, which gained 0.5%. The declines in Asia Pacific were not big, all under 1%, but there's nervousness really over the Iraq situation and the oil prices in particular, and that's certainly understandable. Now, looking at Europe, the same factors weighed on stock markets here. With more effect, because the declines are somewhat bigger. Again, oil prices are a concern, along with the entire Middle East situation. And here are a few of the bigger declines. France down 1.28%, Spain 1.25%, Sweden down 1.42%, Switzerland down 1.05%, and the Euro Stoxx 50 was down nearly 1%. So again, Europe is retreating off the highs that it had seen a couple of weeks ago. Okay, and Wall Street. Not a bad performance here overall. It was a little lower in pre-market trading, but the Dow gained 50 points, taking it up to 16,867. The S&P, which had a small downside key day reversal yesterday, but it had no follow-through, and it gained 0.5% in here today. Mostly, but not entirely, offsetting that key activity. My own view on this is that the psychological 2000 level, which is close to hand, is a bit of a barrier. And also, we have a short-term overbought condition here overall in the U.S. Investors there are also going to be concerned about uncertainty taking place in the Middle East, although they're far less vulnerable in the U.S. to any sharp rise that would occur in Brent. And indeed, the U.S. could actually partially offset that risk if it wanted to, as I've said before, by releasing some of its reserves from the strategic stockpile. It's got very substantial oil reserves, and those were being built up really in the days when they did not have the near self-sufficiency in oil that we actually see today. What we've seen in the past on occasion is that you start to get some of those keys when stock markets are getting overextended, and they don't break the overall upward momentum, at least not immediately, but they're warnings that markets are high and a little bit vulnerable. But that's been the case for Wall Street for some time, and on the other side of the equation, we have to think of the very, very accommodative monetary policy, and it does not pay to go against what the central banks are doing, as I've often mentioned in the past. Okay, elsewhere in the Americas, Canada up a fraction, Mexico down a fraction, bigger decline in Brazil, down 1.58%, and metal prices were mostly lower in here, but I'll get to those. That would have affected Brazil, but I'll get to those in a moment. First, interestingly, the U.S. GDP figures for the first quarter came out, and they showed a deeper setback than people had actually expected on average, and that caused bonds, government bonds, I should say, to rally quite sharply, and that U.S. 10-year Treasury yield got down to, I think it was 2.5, 2.5, near the low. And since the economy is moving along a little bit better now, remember that the U.S. had that terrible weather in the first quarter. I certainly don't think it'll last long down there, and it did edge a little bit higher. I think it's 2.56 something just a few minutes ago. Now, understandably, a lot of people have done very well in that very long 31-year plus bull market that we saw in U.S. government bonds. Also, some investors are a little nervous in terms of what's actually happening around the world, and they're a little bit concerned over the somewhat high valuations that we see on Wall Street. So they may well be using those treasuries as a haven. My own view is that those yields will move up over the medium term. And in the short term, I think one of the few factors that could clearly push them down lower would be some sort of shock to the global economy, such as a sharply, excuse me, a sharply higher oil price. Now, excuse me, that's a risk. As I've been saying in these audios, it's not hard to understand why. But it does not necessarily have to happen. And I'll just repeat that point I made a few minutes ago, that the U.S. could release some reserves from its stockpile if it wished to do so. Okay, what else have we got here? I mentioned the metal prices mostly being a little bit lower, but we had a shakeout in precious metals early today. And it actually started well. It actually started in the Asia Pacific region, but they recovered really very well. Just to give you some idea, palladium is currently trading at 834. Now that dipped down this morning to a low of 822. And silver is currently trading at $21.02, but it hit a low this morning of 2070. And gold, now take platinum first. Platinum's currently at 1474. And it had slipped down to 1454 and change, so really almost $20 higher here right now. And gold bullion is currently at $1,319 and change. Got down today to 1305 at the low. So interesting, a little bit of volatility in there. But they reversed what happened yesterday. Yesterday they were strong early on and then closed a little weaker. And today we saw the weakness and then closing, well, virtually recovering all of those declines. And the chart action, well, overbought in the short term a little bit, but I think the action's really very very positive. And I think that given the number of bears in the precious metal sector, that they haven't all been converted to the bullish hypothesis yet. So I think, we probably see sideways to higher here over the medium term. And what else to mention? Grains and beans. Well, A little bit of a mixed performance, not much going on there. I didn't mention the industrial metals. They were mostly a little bit lower, including including the high grade copper. And in currency action here today, well, the US dollar index fraction lower. Sterling currently at 1.6981, so a little below that 170 level that it touched last week and earlier this week. Not much going on here, as you can see from the action. The euro a fraction firmer, 1.361 against the greenback. Aussie dollar 0.94. That's, let's say, quiet overall in terms of the currencies. And big story, though, a lot of people still nervously watching what's going on here with this Iraq situation. Incidentally, I've got a good report on that, which I'll be posting shortly. And I think you might find it interesting if you are interested in the subject, as I know that so many of you are. And on that note, this is the next to the last of my audios, because I won't be here on Friday or Monday, as I mentioned yesterday. But all the very best to all of you.